The subpoenas for President Trump's bank records are valid.
That's the ruling from a federal judge in New York, which could clear the way for Deutsche Bank and Capital One to hand over the president's financial information to Congress. Attorneys for Mr. Trump, his family, and the Trump Organization had tried to block the banks from releasing the records. To find out more about what could happen next, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Rory Little, a professor at UC Hastings College of the Law. Rory, does this mean the banks are now required to hand over the records?
People sort of forget that the Watergate investigation spun out over 2 years. It didn't all happen overnight, and that's true here as well. So this judge plus another judge in Washington, D.C. have now upheld the validity of congressional subpoenas for various financial records of the Trump family business enterprises under various names. Both of those orders would require those people to turn over the records, but they will almost certainly be appealed by the Trump lawyers. And when they are appealed, the parties will ask, the Trump people will ask that the order that the documents be produced be stayed, that is, be held to be inoperative until the appeal is resolved. Now, I don't know whether the stay will be granted or not, but if it is granted, you're not going to see any financial records produced until the appeal is resolved. Even if expedited, that kind of appeal would take a couple of months. If not expedited, that appeal could take 6 months to a year.
Rory, at the risk of getting us off into the weeds, from a legal perspective, what are the issues being debated here?
Well, every issue, it turns out, can be debated by somebody. These are not issues that normally would be debated. Congress has issued subpoenas for records pursuant to their legislative authority to conduct oversight over the other departments of our federal government. And so long as those records are relevant in any way, normally those subpoenas are simply complied with or upheld. So the president is saying somehow that there's some sort of privilege that he would have over bank records that predate his presidency and that are in the possession of third parties, that is, the banks and the accounting firms. They're not in his possession. They're not being subpoenaed from President Trump. But he's asserting some sort of privilege claim. I have to say, both the judges, Washington, D.C. and Manhattan, found these arguments to not have any validity and quickly ruled that the congressional subpoena has to be enforced. We'll see what an appellate court thinks.
Rory Little, always appreciate your time. Professor at UC Hastings College of the Law.